I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Heading south along the Jersey Shore.
Ready? Everybody, come on.
There we go.
Sing it!
Show for you today, and if you're a man, you're going to be especially happy because we're going to define masculinity today. Oh yeah, we are. And men, just so you know, they're sicking Tim Walz out there to get the man vote. That's like sending OJ out to get the women's vote, so it's going to work out really well for them. Welcome. So glad you're here today. It's going to be a beautiful day in Cape May. And join us if you're on your way. We got some wonderful people here already. We got a great guest lineup today. We've got Dr. Victoria Coates, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Laura Trump is going to join the show. Monica Crowley, Chairman Mike Donahue, and Jimmy Failla later in the show. It's going to be wild. So good stuff today. And I got to begin, the show by mentioning this right at the very, very top. Trump is in Aurora, Colorado today, but he's coming to Montgomery County, PA on Monday. He's going to be in Oaks, PA Monday.
Give me a slow.
So big rally coming up in Pennsylvania in our backyard on Monday as the new poll comes out showing that Trump has a 1-point lead in Pennsylvania, which means that he's up by about 19. So feeling good about that. Also, crazy lefties are breaking into Trump campaign offices in Pennsylvania. Have you heard about this? Yep, that's happening too. We're going to talk about that today on the show. Kamala Harris served up another word salad last night. Nobody washed it this time. It was not a pre-washed word salad like they did on 60 Minutes. So the word salad came out kind of dirty. Probably a lot of E. coli on that word salad. We got some fresh word salads for you. And the dumbest ad I've seen. It's so bad, this ad. Has anyone seen this yet? This is the ad of all the men talking about how they're men and they're voting for Kamala Harris. Have you seen this ad? It is, up until this moment in my political life, I always thought that the worst political ad I've ever seen in my life was Mike Dukakis in a tank with a helmet on his head. You remember that one? The people that made that ad feel vindicated by watching this ad of a bunch of men talking about how they're voting for Kamala Harris. It's that cringeworthy. It turns out none of these men are actual men. Well, I mean, they might be men. I don't know. They're not, certainly not alpha men, but they're paid actors. Jimmy Kimmel's writer apparently wrote the ad. And we're gonna play it right here at the start of the show because I want you to hear this so we can make fun of it for the next 4 hours. Because, you know, I like to do things like that. I like to beat things to death, and that's definitely what we're going to do. So DeSantis is back, and Henry's back on the board. Justin's here in person. This is Justin. That's Kirk right there. They can't figure out how to work the camera, but we are going to stream on YouTube, and we'll figure it out at some point. A little technical difficulty, but that's how the show. We have a 100% success rate in having a technical difficulty, which is great. So we got to look on the bright side. Henry, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just lovely. How are you today, Rich?
Doing well, Henry. It's good to have you back on the show, even though you're back in Philly. But still, thank you for being part of the show today.
Of course. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
How's the mullet?
I got a haircut last week, so pretty much non-existent. Okay.
And how's it working on Dom's show?
Oh, it's been great. I've had a wonderful time.
Good. You feel like a little bit of a traitor, a little bit, like you left us for Dom? A little bit?
Just a tad. Yeah? But, you know, I like what I'm doing.
Good. Well, I'm glad. Well, we're happy for you, but it's good to have you back today. DeSantis, how are you doing? No one cares. All right, so let's go right to... Oh, hey, DeSantis, we saw your fake girlfriend out in the lobby. Snuffleupagus was out in the lobby. I swear, there was a sighting of her. I'm not even joking. True
I'm
story.
She's doing well.
Yeah, she's doing very well. She's safe. Justin, is your fake girlfriend okay in Florida?
Yeah.
She's okay? That's all right. Yeah, good. You can just give me a thumbs up. That's all right. You work on that. That's good. All right, where's the beta male ad, DeSantis? Where is that one? Which number
I
is
have
that?
It. I don't have it numbered, but I do have it if you want
to. All right, let's take a listen to this. This is bad. I might have to stop and talk over this a few times, but let's start the show with this as we're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Go ahead.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
I'm a man, man. And I'm man enough.
I'm man enough to enjoy a barrel-proof bourbon.
Neat.
Man enough to cook my steak rare.
Man enough to deadlift 500 and braid the shit out of my daughter's hair.
You think I'm afraid to rebuild a carburetor? I eat carburetors for breakfast.
I ain't afraid of bears.
That's what bear hugs are for.
I'll tell you another thing I sure as shit am not afraid of. Women.
I'm not afraid of women.
I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control
Stop
their
it.
Bodies.
Stop it right there. Do you know what you call a man who's not afraid of women? Well, I know one thing. He's probably calling his divorce lawyer right about now. That's so apparently now we all, as Trump supporting men, are apparently afraid of women. Did you know that? And since most of you are, how many of you are married here? All right. Are you all a little bit afraid of making your wife unhappy?
Yes.
Like a tiny little bit? Yesterday, I was in the store and I bought my wife a dark chocolate bar and I came home and I gave it to her and she said, is this a peace offering? I didn't even know what I did wrong. I swear, I bought it. No joke. So anyway, but anyway, no joke, folks. This is a true story. I was just saying about that. But no joke, but for real, I was buying her a chocolate bar, and I thought I was just being a loving husband, and I came home, and I said, Bridget, here's a dark chocolate bar. She said, is this a peace offering? I had no idea what I did wrong. I had no idea. And I said, no, I thought you'd like it. It's Icelandic chocolate. I thought you'd be very happy. She said, I am happy. All right, I accept your apology. I swear, my electrician, Ron Capuccio's here. He can vouch for the fact that she's a sweetheart, right? I don't know what I did wrong. I have no idea. But how many men have felt that feeling before? We have no idea, right? And the rest of you are lying, okay? The ones that don't have your hands up. So basically, this ad begins with the premise that if you're a man, you're afraid of voting for a woman. And the only reason why you're not voting for Kamala Harris is because you're afraid of voting for a woman. All right, now let's think about that for a second. That assumes that if Kamala Harris had a schwanz, that you would vote for Kamala Harris. So if Kamala Harris had a schwanz, would you vote for her as men? So it's not about the anatomy. In other words, it's not the fact that she doesn't have a twig and berries. It's not that. That's not what's stopping you. If I asked you as a pollster and I said, do you like her economy? You'd be like, yes. Do you like her position on the border? Yes. Do you love the fact that she's going to spend trillions of dollars? Oh, do I ever? But do you wish she had a junk? Yeah. And if she did, would you vote for her? Oh, hell yeah. But since she doesn't, I'm afraid to vote for her. What if she added one on? Well, now you're talking. As Rush used to call it, she has the procedure known as adidectomy, which is a medical procedure.
Did you get the email?
Rush used to say it all the time and not get fined by the FCC, so I don't know. Henry probably dumped it, though, because he's terrified. Did that get by the censors?
No, no, I caught it. I caught it.
Oh, you caught
it. I'm good at my job.
I knew it. Now we can't take calls for the next 2.5 hours because I said that. All right, so let's just, all right, so then maybe it's, but this is the premise, right? This is the premise that we're all afraid of voting for Kamala Harris because we just can't imagine a woman leader. Now, we loved Margaret Thatcher. A lot of us did. We probably have voted for women before and other things in life, but it's just the fact that we just can't imagine voting for a woman. All right, let's continue with this ad, please.
I'm not afraid of women.
I'm not afraid of women.
They want to control their bodies? I say go for it.
They want to use IVF to start a family? I'm not afraid of families.
They want to be childless cat ladies?
Have all the cats you want.
Woman wants to be president?
Well, I hope she has the guts to look me right in the eye and accept my full-throated endorsement.
Because I'm man enough to support women.
Man enough to know what kind of donuts I like.
Man enough to admit I'm lost, even when I refuse to ask for directions.
Man enough to not ban young women from reading Little Women.
Or one of those pants books that the sisters like.
I'm man enough to raw dog a flight. It sucked. Not worth it.
I'm man enough to be emotional in front of my wife.
In front of my kids.
In front
Stop
of my
it.
Horse.
Stop it. Stop it. Is this not the most male stereotypical ad you've ever heard in your life? I mean, this is what I mean about the left and their pandering. So they go, let's do an ad to gear towards men. And we'll just find the biggest male stereotypes we can find. Like, I'm not afraid to eat a beer bottle. I'm not afraid to get in the mud and wrestle with a guy 450 pounds. I mean, the whole point of the left is that they do not understand people because they look down on them. And so now what they're trying to say is, okay, we have a major problem with male voters. And they do. Kamala Harris is hemorrhaging male voters, white, black, Latino, purple, all of it. Hemorrhaging male voters. So they decide, let's do an ad completely grounded in stereotypes of what we think men are. And it comes across as silly as Mike Dukakis in a tank wearing a helmet. I mean, am I right about this fact? It's so dumb because it's so pandering and childish to us. That's what this new redefinition of masculinity is all about. And I'm telling you what this is really about. They're trying to define Trump and men who support him as what's known as toxic masculinity. The left's been doing this forever. So that if you support Trump, you're toxic and you're a bad man. But if you are supporting Kamala Harris, you're one of those sensitive types, you know? You're one of those sensitive walk on the beach types, I guess. Gaze at the stars at night. I don't know. I mean, all the crap you said in your first date. I mean, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Is anyone tired of being stereotyped? Like, I'm tired of it. Barack Obama goes to Pennsylvania yesterday and says that all the brothers are not voting for Kamala Harris and calls on all the brothers to vote. Like, it's so pandering and childish. But this is how they view people. They view you, you're not a person, you're not an individual, you're part of a group, whatever group that is. And then they just go, well, what are the characteristics of that group? Well, they're guys, therefore tools. Let's have a guy with a drill in his hand. And you come across like a tool because it's so pathetic to think that that's how you're going to get across to male voters, as if you, hearing some paid actor say he's not afraid of voting for Kamala Harris as a man, is going to get you to vote for her, when it's not her anatomy that's stopping you. It's her communist policies that are stopping you. Because if she was a man with a schwanz, you'd still be terrified of this progressive kook. Am I right? I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, last time I checked, Stalin and Karl Marx both had penises, and I still wouldn't vote for them. You don't have to dump that, Henry. That's the correct anatomy for it. That's the correct word for it.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
All right, good. But if I said chop a dick off of me, you probably have to dump that, I'm guessing, right?
I'll let it go this time.
All right, that time. Just checking. We're checking in. All right, let's continue with this insulting ad towards all men in America. Go ahead.
I'm man enough to tell you that I cry at Love Actually.
Good Will Hunting.
West Side Story.
Stop it. Emperor. Stop it. Stop it. Stop. 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 And I mean this. Love Actually is the movie I hate more than any other movie that doesn't have Ben Affleck in it. I mean that sincerely. And any guy who tells you he likes Love Actually is lying. Thank you very much. And I know it's the job of the Department of Homeland Security to root out hate in all forms in America. But until I'm rounded up, I'm going to hate Love Actually every time my wife wants to watch it. And because I love my wife, I'm going to sit there and suffer through it. And I'm not going to cry because I'm a man. But somehow now, you have to cry during Love Actually to be a man. All right, if there's a guy in here who likes that movie, raise your hand. Yeah, you're afraid to. You know why? Because nobody does. It's not a good... It's not. First of all, the movie's not good, number one. But it's the ultimate chick flick. It really is. It's the ultimate chick flick ever made. And every guy's had to suffer through it around the holidays. And we don't want to do it. And we don't have to. And the only time you do it is in the early stages of a romance. So I watched it the first year I was dating Bridget. She had it on VHS back then. We still have a VCR player. It's in the basement. She had it on VHS. We watched it one time. When we got married, I pulled the... You know, you remember that you could do that? You could pull the... Yeah, I did that. I took it to Italy with us on our honeymoon. No joke, folks. A true story. I'm not kidding here. Took it to Italy on our honeymoon, and then I just pulled out all of the... Whatever that is, the tape... Yeah, and then I left it in Conca de Marina, right outside of Positano. I said, I'm never watching this movie ever again. Now, apparently, though, you're a real man if you cry at Love Actually. This is how you know these guys are paid actors, and this isn't real. And this is how you know this campaign is in such trouble. Because instead of going like, yeah, I hate Love Actually, and I'm not afraid to say it. Like, I cry at Love Actually. No, you don't. And you're only saying that because you're a paid actor and you think that that's what the people want to hear. I mean, it's so silly. All right, keep going here.
So-called men domineering, belittling, and controlling women just so they can feel more powerful.
That's not how my mama raised me.
I love women.
I love women who support their families.
Women who decide not to have families.
Women who take charge.
And I'm man enough to help them win.
Mike Dukakis is smiling down right now going, I'm redeemed, baby, for that tank ad. Wearing that helmet. Oh, that's bad. And here's the best part about this entire day. There's an article in Politico that in order to try to win men, they are going to send out the goofiest guy since Richard Simmons, Tim Walz, to go out there and get men to vote for Kamala Harris. That's right. Tim Walz, goofy Midwestern dad. You know, if this was a sitcom, Goofy Midwestern Dad, starring Tim Walz, it would have been canceled after the episode where he puts tampons in the boys' bathroom. You know what I mean? That show would have been canceled very quickly. But that's how desperate they are with male voters right now. And here's the problem for them. And it goes back to something all the way back in, let's see, where was it now? It was in, I want to say, March 23rd, 2024. James Carville spoke to Maureen Dowd, and he starts talking about how the Democrat Party is losing men. And he's talking about this, particularly with black men, and he's going on about it. And he says, basically, what it comes down to is this Democrat Party has become too feminine. And they're always telling men what to do all the time. And it's a preachy message, and he's tired of preachy liberal women. He said that liberals are snooty, elitist, faculty lounge attitudes. The woke stuff is killing us. And that the left is talking in terms that ordinary Americans don't understand, using terms like Latinx and communities of color with a tone many Americans found sneering, including when they call people baskets of deplorables. There are a lot of people on the left that would rather lose and be pure because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel superior. And that, he said, is how you end up with Trump. He says, he goes on to say that the preachy liberal women who tell you, put down your cheeseburger and eat my peas, and nobody wants to hear that. No one wants to live like this. Whoever thought it was a good idea to tell people you can't hug them, or you've got to be careful, or you got to think about the names to call them, or the name you know them by. There's nothing wrong with me being white, or you being white, or them being black, or me being male, or you being female. It's a giant stupid argument. He said that, he went on to say that if you listen to the Democrat elites, the whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide this election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if we have some consideration? And then he goes on to talk about how preachy liberal women and how the in the Democrat Party have turned men away. And that ad right there sounds exactly like the problem, because they define men by using stereotypes. And they define Trump and Trump voters by using stereotypes, too, because they're terrified of words like strength, leadership. They don't like those words, because what are those words convey in your mind? Strength and leadership, liberty. It's the opposite of what they want, which is for you to surrender to their control. See, if you're a strong man, you teach your children to be strong men, and you actually raise them to be good men, strong men, that is now looked down on in society because they want them to surrender any strength they have, and they want this for women too, so that they can control everybody and ultimately decide for all of us. So anyone who stands up and is strong, whether you're a male or a female, they don't like. And the other thing they don't like is the idea that we now have to define, the Democrats, I mean, have to define what a man is. Because up until 5 minutes ago, you didn't have to be a man at all. You could be a man just if you decided to be a man. Now they're suddenly trying to figure out how to speak to men and win over male voters, when 5 minutes ago they thought that a woman could simply be a man if she just told everybody that she was. So this party is lost in every single way. And that ad and sending Tim Walz out there to try to win over male voters is exactly the problem that they have. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is talking about the things that men and women actually want to hear: jobs and cutting taxes and bringing American manufacturing back and ending war so that their sons and daughters don't have to go fight them in foreign lands. Imagine that. See, like, if I was doing this ad, I'd say, I'm a strong man. I don't want my son to go to war in Ukraine. I'm a strong man. I don't want my daughter to have to be signing up for the draft and one day maybe having to fight in a foreign conflict. I'm a strong man. I want my sons and my daughters to be protected in their communities and not have to worry about people crossing the border illegally and drugs winding up in their schools and gang violence. I'm a strong man, and I want to make sure that my wife will be safe and my kids will be safe. And I'm a strong man, and I want to make sure we're protected so that we have a gun in the house. And I want to protect my family, and I want to make sure that that right is protected for my family. I'm a strong man, and I want to make sure that my country is secure and that we're not selling our country to places like China and giving up our sovereignty to evil Bond villains at the World Economic Forum at Davos. I'm a strong man, and I want to make sure that American liberty is preserved for future generations. And I'm a strong man because I believe that we need to be energy independent and not rely on strong dictators like Vladimir Putin, the guy in Venezuela, and the guy in China to provide energy to the world. But instead they go, I'm a strong man because I can take a log splitter and split open firewood. They're so afraid of what it actually means to be, whether you're a man or a woman. What we're really talking about here is what the Democrat Party lost touch with many, many years ago. It's strength. And they don't believe in it anymore because they want to surrender to the collective, take away individual liberty. They don't want strong individuals in any way, shape, or form, whether you're white or black, male or female. They want you to surrender to the collective for the good of the collective and give up your individual sovereignty as America surrenders its sovereignty to the people in the world to make decisions for the United States of America. As we give away hundreds of billions of our dollars to foreign countries around the world, while we let our fellow Americans, who are men and women, and also white and black and Latino and whatever else, suffer and get $750 gift cards after a hurricane. The truth of the matter is, it's not about gender. It's the fact that the Democrat Party is a party that is built on the collective. And Donald Trump is representing what America should be about, which is the individual and strength. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We are live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It's so great to be with you today. We got a great show for you. A lot of fun straight ahead. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We are live and we are happy and we are streaming live on YouTube as well. Come on in. It's going to be a great day, a beautiful day. I think we finally got the YouTube stream going. Henry's already yelling at me. It's just like the old days. Henry's yelling at me about the fact that I went too long on my opening monologue.
Like
sorry
I never
about
left.
That. Just like you're still here. It's great. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's the man that you want to see for your smile. Now, let's understand something. There is an effort underway in this country to intimidate you into saying whatever the government wants you to say. And you're using the hurricane as an excuse for mass censorship under the guise that disinformation is killing people, all right? Misinformation and disinformation are killing people, and therefore they need to censor. So let me play you a clip that the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, said a short time ago from the White House. I don't know what this means. It certainly sounds like a threat to me. But it certainly sounds like if you criticize your government, if the Democrats have their way, it's not going to work out well for you. All right, DeSantis, hit it.
I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Pay a price. Ooh, you're going to pay a price. Here's Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, also talking about how disinformation is killing people. You know, disinformation, like he actually rides his bike to work, which is not true. The bike's in the back of his gas-powered, bulletproof Suburban. And then when they get a block from the office, they open the doors and he gets out, he puts his little helmet on, and he pedals the rest of the way so he can look like he's biking to work. You know, misinformation like that. All right, take a listen.
What have been some actual results that have caused damage?
Well, what I know is if you're out there and you hear somebody saying that the $750, for example, that is what FEMA does to help you get immediate food, diapers, water. If somebody out there says that's all you're going to get and you believe them, then you might not apply for more funding, which you can and should get and which you deserve. Such is one example of how there can be real harm for real people as a result of lies or misinformation spreading.
So let's think about this now. The lie, the harm, you may not get more money because you may not apply for more money because somebody told you there's no more money. You know who told you there's no more money?
Yeah.
The government did. Did they not tell us that FEMA was broke? Did they not tell us that they ran out of money? Like, they literally said that 10 minutes ago. So maybe if you think there's no more money, it's not because of some guy on Twitter. Maybe it's because the government of the United States of America just came out and told you FEMA was broke. So you're sitting there and you've had your home destroyed by a hurricane and you hear them say you're going to get a $750 gift card and you're thinking, great, this is wonderful. I can buy some ground beef and a couple vegetables and maybe a hoagie. But I guess I'm not going to get much else because they're telling me FEMA's broke and there's no more money. But now that's disinformation, even though they're the ones going out there and telling us that that FEMA's broke because they gave all the money away. They told us that they gave the money to illegal immigrants. Yet if you tell them that they gave money to illegal immigrants, that's somehow disinformation. If you read the FEMA website, which talks about this fact, you're engaging in disinformation. If you read their own website, you're engaging in spreading disinformation by letting people know that, yes, they gave $1 billion to illegal immigrants. If you play the clip, which we've done, of Kamala Harris saying everybody's going to get $750, you're engaging in disinformation or misinformation because they may give you more than $750. They may not, Because they're broke. They told us that they're broke. But you might be engaging in misinformation or disinformation. You see how terrifying these people are? They change their mind on a dime, and then they accuse you of killing people for criticizing them. Isn't that amazing? And if you don't like the fact that they are stupid enough to tweet out the weekend of a hurricane with another hurricane on the way that they gave Lebanon $150 billion, if you don't like that, that means you're engaging in hate speech. Okay? Got it? And if you don't like the fact that Ukraine got $200 billion where we're telling our fellow Americans that there's no more money for them, you obviously want Putin to win. Got it? So you're clear on this. And the only way you can be a real man in America today is if you just surrender everything to the government for the good of the collective. That's the bottom line. You can't be an individual anymore. And you certainly cannot raise strong children for America's future. You can't do that because that's bad. Because, you know, if you do something like that, you might have, well, what's mission accomplished? Oh, the cookies. Yeah, the Trump 2024 cookies. Look at this. Got them streaming. Chris Eppolito brought them, and Joe from Columbus brought some, and they're all Trump cookies. And I think we're going to eat them as a family because I don't know if I can have this much sugar. You know what I mean? I got to keep my face nice and trim for the camera now that I'm doing all these TV hits and whatnot. And the liposuction, the Ozempic, the bulimia, and the anorexia only goes so far when you're also engaging in day drinking and night drinking. You know what I mean? There's not a catch-all answer to everything, is my point. Sometimes you actually have to, you know, work at it. Here's Obama admonishing black men for their hesitancy in supporting Kamala Harris. Let's do cut number four, Matt.
Is that we have not yet seen the same kinds of energy and turnout in all quarters of our neighborhoods and communities as we saw when I was running. Now, I also want to say that that seems to be more pronounced with the brothers.
The brothers. It's more pronounced with the brothers. You see how he brings out his Martha's Vineyard accent right there? That's Martha's Vineyard. You're wondering what that accent was, right? It's more pronounced with the brothers. My man. Is he going to start speaking jive like an airplane? And then can we bring out that woman who speaks jive to interpret it? That would be amazing. Who is it? Beaver's mother? Oh, from Leave It to Beaver. Good trivia, Tommy. I speak jive. It's all right. So the brothers... Now, look, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking to yourself, we've heard a lot of fake accents on this campaign. But thankfully, we didn't hear a fake accent from Kamala Harris last night when she was doing a Telemundo interview. I'm sorry, I just checked my notes here. I'm sorry. She actually did do that. Yeah, no, she did. My bad. Do we have our app, the Comaccent app? So we're developing a new app. It's going to be great. Where we'll play Kamala Harris, and the Comaccent app will tell you which culture she's trying to appropriate at that moment. And apparently it works for Barack Obama as well. The brothers. And then the Comaccent app will come back and go, that is ghetto. That is ghetto speak, you know? And it'll be like, wow, that's great. Interesting. And is that in Martha's Vineyard? No, no, no. That's a long way from Martha's Vineyard. No, 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 no. And he grew up in Hawaii. Allegedly. And he also was born there, allegedly, too. And not Chicago, didn't grow up there either, and doesn't live there. He lives in Martha's Vineyard. And I don't know how many brothers are in Martha's Vineyard, but I'm going to go on record. I'm going to guess, I don't know, and maybe somebody can Google this. I'm going to go with Martha's Vineyard is probably 25% white. Is that like a fair assumption? I mean, I've seen a lot of brothers walking around Martha's Vineyard with whale pants and crab belts. Am I right? Having brunch, Buffy and Chad and the brothers. Am I right? A solar-powered brunch with organic vegan pancakes? And when the illegal immigrants were sent to Martha's Vineyard, all the brothers like Buffy and Chad turned around and said, oh, the horror. You know how many brothers in Martha's Vineyard wear pastel? All of them. Both of them. So here's Kamala's fake accent that she broke out last night on Telemundo, just in time to appropriate the Spanish culture. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, thank you for the question, and I hope your family is okay and your home is okay.
I hope, and we have you at Taco for you? Wait. The black population of Martha's Vineyard increased by 67%. Wow. The multiracial population increased by nearly 400%, and the non-white residents increased from 14% to 22% between 2010 and 2020. Well, so what does that mean? So how many white and black people were there? I can't understand that. I don't even know what that means. Oh, you're still looking. All right. Well, that's okay. I'm going to go with the island is 98% of rich white liberals. I think that's probably a fair guess. Don't worry about it, Tommy. I think it's probably about that. What's the actual number? Let's see. All right. The minority population is 12% of the population comprises people of color. Less than 5% of the population is black. And remember, that's counting the Obamas, okay? That's counting the Obamas. I'm just pointing that out. So, but not the guy who died in the swimming pool. They're not counting him. Too soon? What? I'm sorry. What? Well, he died. He died. I'm just saying. He's probably still counted in that census, though. All right, to be fair, he's probably counted in that census. All right. Let me play. Hang on. Settle down. I want to do a montage of Spanish accent, Jamaican accent, and Detroit accent, all by Kamala Harris when we get back. All right, DeSantis, put those together. I don't want any delays in time. I need Spanish. I need Jamaica. I need Detroit. And I need like a stinger in between each so we know what we're doing, all right? So that the Com Accent app can pick it up. Can we do that?
I can knock that out. I can make it happen.
All right, let's make that happen. We'll take a quick break, but I want to tell you real quick about my buddy Lou Vargo. Winter is coming, and water is going to freeze and thaw around your property and into your foundation, and that's when the worst damage will happen. I used to worry about water, but then Garden State Earthworks solved my wet basement problem and my water problems in the backyard for good. They are your drainage solution, and they will take care of it for you. Excess water causes major problems. It causes problems inside and outside, and it's very expensive. And water problems never get better on their own. So call the guy I trust, Lou Vargo, at Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444. That's 856-848-4444, or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. Lou's a great friend of mine. The work is guaranteed. And when our wet basement problem was solved and the kids could enjoy it again, I was very, very grateful. And when the new house with the backyard, which literally was a swamp in the backyard, he drained that water away and we don't have any problems. Do it before winter comes and you'll thank me. He's very busy, but he'll make you a priority, so call him today. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome back to the Grand Hotel of Cayman, New Jersey, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it going, Henry. This is good stuff. Real good stuff. Let me give Sue a birthday shout out. Sue, where are you? Happy birthday, Sue. There she is. And Chaz, where's Chaz? His birthday's coming up. He and his wife, Lori, are down for the weekend. Chaz, happy birthday. Kathy made me these Trump cookies. Look at these beautiful Trump cookies. Look at that. People say this is the most beautiful cookie ever. Many people have said this. This is the most handsome cookie ever. And she also made me a Zioli Army cookie. Where is it? Justin, don't eat these, all right? Hang on. Right here. Look at this. Zioli Army. Check that out. Isn't that nice? Roll Witch Me. Roll Witch Me. That's her cookie company. Isn't that cool? Very nice. Thank you for that. And then I got fudge from Vera and Al. Everybody's so generous. Thank you very much. So, listen. Oh, and it says, don't believe Matt's girlfriend is real. Love the show. Enjoy the fudge. We don't believe Matt's girlfriend is real. Vera and Al. Well, Vera and Al, you're very smart people. Because Snuffleupagus isn't real. So, you know. Yeah. Where is my puppet? Do we have the puppet? Oh, the puppet is pissed, by the way. Puppet Joe Biden is very angry. He is so tired of how they pushed him around and pushed him out of the race. Do you know how surprised Puppet Joe Biden was when he found out he wasn't running for president anymore? Thank you, Kirk. Let's bring out Puppet Joe Biden. He is very upset. His head fell off. That's how upset he is. There we go. This is his revenge tour. Do you want to see Kamala Harris lose? You bet your ass I do. No joke, man. Yeah. She's a bad candidate, am I right? No joke. Oh, anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so the other thing is, no joke, folks. That bee's going down, you know what I mean? Corn Pop was a bad dude and Kamala was a bad candidate, am I right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Puppet Joe Biden is not happy with what they did. They shivved the poor guy, like in a prison yard, you know what I mean? Shoved him right out of the race. Puppet Joe Biden is really, really angry. So we're going to talk to Puppet Joe Biden throughout the show today. You might have to give your seat up to the Cape May Republican chairman, Mr. President, but we can keep it warm for you, okay? And that's his natural look. Joe Biden's natural look, comatose. Just like that. True. Barack Obama was pulling the strings, and now he's cut the strings because he's so upset. Do you think the brothers are going to come out and vote for Kamala Harris? No. No joke, folks. Hey, Matt, can you play the clip of him saying people were getting death sentences for their hurricane misinformation? Can you do that for me real quick? Go ahead.
Now, not only that, our fellow Americans are putting their lives on the line to do this dangerous work.
Yeah.
And receive death penalties. Some received death penalties yesterday as a result of reckless, irresponsible, and relentless disinformation and outright lies that continue to flow.
Yeah. That's true. No joke. They're killing people with disinformation. Do you whisper like a serial killer inside the house? Yeah, you do. Do you want Trump to win? Be honest. Yeah, you do. No joke, folks. This is my revenge tour. Dark Brandon, everybody. Dark Brandon. Here's a little accent montage for you of Kamala Harris's accents. Let me open my Comaccent app on my phone and take a listen. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for the question. I hope your family is okay and your home is okay. Have you no empathy, man?
Yes.
You know, for the suffering of other people. Have you no sense of purpose? You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
Let me just say about Joe Biden. I have... Hello to all my divine nine brothers and sisters. And my soror. And to all my HBCU brothers and sisters.
That was a wine day. That was a jug of wine day, am I right? All right, big 4 o'clock hour coming up straight ahead for you. A lot of great guests. We're live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.